Good morning, members. The Senate will come to order. Senator Kupick.
Mr. President, I invoke a call of the Senate.
The Senate is now under call. Senator Murphy.
Good morning and thank you, Mr. President. I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant at Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, as usual, will you be so kind as to stand? And today's chaplain is Reverend Joseph Johnson from Holy Family Catholic Church in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. And as usual, members, following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Almighty God, Creator and just Judge, look with favor on your people here gathered. Send the spirit of wisdom from on high to guide the efforts of our elected leaders as they strive for the good of our community. Speak to their innermost hearts words of peace and encouragement. Help them to debate in this chamber with a sense of respect for one another and friendly cooperation. Bless their efforts that the people of Minnesota benefit from these deliberations so we may dwell together in peace and security. Watch over these legislators and the citizens who elected them. Bring help to all those in need, especially the sick, those in distress of any kind, and all our neighbors who struggle to make ends meet. Grant us a spirit of hope and goodwill of generosity of heart and forgiveness, that we may build a more just society under your watchful eye and with your unfailing care. Amen.
Thank you, members. The secretary will take the roll.
Abler, Anderson, Barr, Bolden, Carlson, Champion, Coleman, Swadzinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Dreheim, Drazkowski, Duckworth, Dietzick, Eichhorn, Farnsworth, Fattay, Frentz, Green, Grunhagen, Gustafson, Hochschild, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Jasinski, Johnson, Klein, Coran, Kroon, Kunisch, Kupek, Lang, Latz, Liske, Limmer, Lucero, Mann, Marty, Matthews, Mayquaid, McEwen, Miller, Mitchell, Mohammed, Morrison, Murphy, Nelson, Umoverbaten, Pappas, Pa, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rasmussen, Rest, Seeberger, Utke, Weber, Wiesenberg, Westland, Westrom, Wickland, Zhang.
Members, a quorum is present. Members, if you want to follow along, you can do so. I'm looking at the Senate agenda, dated Monday, February 26th. Members, if you'd be so kind as to lower your voices, if you want to have some additional conversation, please feel free to take it off the floor. With that being said, we're going to start at the first order of business, which is at the second order of business, executive and official communications. The following communications were received and referred as indicated. No action is required. We will now proceed to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Murphy, for your motion to adopt the committee reports.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion is adopted and prevails. Members, we will now proceed to the sixth order of business. Under the sixth order of business is the second reading of Senate bills. The secretary will read the Senate file numbers.
Senate file numbers 3546, 3559, 3798, 3881, 3766, 3936, 3393, 3400, and 3730.
Members, the Senate files have been given their second reading. Members, we will now proceed to the eighth order of business. The eighth order of business is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Members, we will start with page two. If you look at page two, that's Senate file number 4176. That bill has been referred to the Committee on Health. Members, as I mentioned, at Senate file number 4176, that bill has been referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. Members, on the same page, if you look at Senate file number 4168, that bill has been referred to the Committee on Environment, Climate, and Legacy. If you go over to page four, you'll see Senate file number 4181. That bill has been referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. On that same page, members, if you look at Senate file number 4185, that bill has been referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. Members, if you go on to page four, you'll see, first of all, that there's Senate file number 4188. That bill has been referred to the Committee on Education Policy. On the same page, members, is Senate file number 4191. That bill has been referred to the Committee on Human Services. If you proceed over to page five, you'll see Senate file number 4204. That bill has been referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. If you proceed to page number seven, members, on page seven, you'll see Senate file number 4217, and that bill has been referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. If you go to page number eight, You'll see Senate File Number 4229, and that bill has been referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. If you now go to page number 15, you will see Senate File Number 4288, and that bill has been referred to the Committee on Agriculture, Broadband, and Rural Development. Members, as I mentioned, the bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Members, we will now proceed to the ninth order of business, which is motions and resolutions. We will adopt the author's motion as one motion. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, remaining under that same order of business, I am going to call on some senators for individual motions. Senator Marty.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 2079 be withdrawn from Committee on Health and Human Services and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection.
Senator Murphy, is this your bill, and have you talked to both chairs?
Yeah. Mr. President, the Health and Human Services Committee said the bill was incorrectly referred there, and I have not talked to the Commerce Committee, but I assume they would like it because that's where it should have been sent to.
On that motion, Senator Marty's moved that Senate File Number 2079 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate File 2415 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and referred to the Committee on Human Services. And to answer your question, yes, yes, and yes.
Senator Hoffman, thank you, Senator Hoffman. Senator Hoffman moves that Senate File Number 2415 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and be re-referred to the Committee on Human Services. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Bowden.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 2457 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and be re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection. This is my bill, and both chairs are in agreement.
Thank you, Senator Bowden. Senator Bowden moves that Senate File Number 2457 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Bowden, back to you again.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 2654 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and be re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection. This is also my bill, and both chairs have agreed.
Thank you, Senator Bowden. Senator Bowden moves that Senate File Number 2654 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Swazinski.
I move that Senate File 3997 be withdrawn from the Committee on Education Policy and re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. And following Senator Hoffman's lead, yes, yes, and yes.
Thank you, Senator Swazinski. Senator Swazinski moved that Senate File Number 3997 be withdrawn from the Committee on Education Policy and referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Hochschild.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 4108 be withdrawn from the Committee on Labor and re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government and Veterans. And I've talked to both chairs, and the answer is yes.
Thank you, Senator Hochschild. Senator Hochschild moves that Senate File Number 4108 be withdrawn from the Committee on Labor and re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Governments and Veterans. On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Morrison.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 4110 be withdrawn from the Committee on Labor and re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government and Veterans. It is my bill, and both chairs agree.
Thank you, Senator Morrison. Senator Morrison moved that Senate File Number 4110 be withdrawn from the Committee on Labor and re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Governments and Veterans. On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, Senate resolutions number 74 and 75 will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration, and no action is required. We will now proceed to the 13th order of business. As you know, the 13th order of business is for announcements of Senate interest. Any announcements of Senate interest? And before I call on anyone individually, without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session: Eichhorn, Farnsworth, Weber, Dibble, and Disick. Senator Kunesh.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to remind everybody today is Library Day here at the Capitol, and you are all invited to participate in the Read Poster event. It is starting at noon until 3 p.m. up in the Cass Gilbert Library. You are welcome to have your picture taken with your favorite book or document up there, and they will put it into one of those great big Read posters. So you are all invited and encouraged to participate.
Thank you, Senator Kunesh. Any other announcements of Senate interest? Any other announcements of Senate interest before I call on Senator Murphy? Seeing no additional announcements, Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, February 29th at 11 a.m.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The motion prevails, and the Senate is now adjourned until Thursday. Thank you.